The Calendar of Your Life, a compilation.
A calendar is often used to help remind you of special events or happenings, important appointments, and can even be used as a basic master plan of happenings in your life. There exists a special calendar for you alone, and I'm helping you fill in the squares with plans that are pleasing to me. And as you trust and follow me, you will see the manifestation of the secret desires of your heart. The calendar of your life is full of unique, memorable, and life-changing events. I know that you sometimes wonder about some of the events that I have allowed in your life, or that I have allowed in the life of others around you. My child, I do have a reason for all that I allow, although there will be many things that you can only understand in part in this life and must commit to me. So if your current month seems gray and bleak, if I were to skip ahead to the future and show you what good can come to you from such difficulties, you would clearly see that these seemingly dark days lead up to bright, warm, sunny days, and that what you will gain through it all will be priceless. So don't be afraid of letting me help you fill in the calendar of your life. The best things happen to those who trust me completely and who happily flow with me. Jesus speaking in prophecy. My toddler, whom we nickname Buddy, has a bubbly personality, but one thing he doesn't like is getting strapped into his car seat. "Down, down, please, Mommy," he cries. He doesn't like to be restricted. He doesn't like sitting still in his car seat. It takes energy to strap him into the seat, and I try to calm him with my words. "I know you don't like this now, but just wait and see where we're going." There are times I have to fight to strap him in to go to the park or the zoo. I'm hoping the stage will pass and Buddy will learn to trust me. Trust that I have his best interest in mind, even if it feels confining for a time. I found the same true in my own life. There are times when I feel God confining me and shutting doors I wish were open. I pray, I plead, I cry, "Please, God," but with no avail. Usually I'm too busy complaining to hear His reassuring voice. "I have something good in mind for you, daughter. Trust me." It's not that God isn't answering my prayers. It's just that He has something better in mind for me, something wonderful I can't even imagine. I can either struggle with Him, question His motives, and plead for my own desires, or I can pray, trust His motives, and listen to His heart. Do you want to be able to trust God's way? Pray for wisdom. Pray for the desire and power to follow His will and not fight for your own. You'll never know what God has waiting for you right down the road. Tricia Goyer. John Elway was for many years the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. Although he was a great quarterback, his team was not that great. So year upon year they experienced losing seasons and humiliation, while he endured numerous injuries. All of his efforts and faithfulness seemed to be useless. Despite their situation, John Elway did not retire, but kept on enduring the pain and the failure of football. Why did he keep going? Because he had faith for the future. He believed that eventually his faith would pay off and that they would win the Super Bowl. His belief was realized in 1998 when the Denver Broncos won Super Bowl 32. If he had not had faith for the future, he would have missed that experience. In the same way, we as Christians must have faith for the future if we are to experience the fullness of God's promises. We too will experience a life of difficulties, often there will be very little to show for our years of faith in God. We need to have a faith for the future if we are to endure and press forward and ultimately experience God's promises. Larry Sarver. God didn't promise days without pain, laughter without sorrow, or sun without rain. But He did promise strength for the day, comfort for the tears, and light for the way. If God brings you to it, He will bring you through it. Author unknown. At a retreat, I heard a clear challenge to dream bigger than normal, to dream Jesus-sized dreams, things only He could do, things He delights in doing. The retreat instructor offered us time to pray and write down those courageous, adventuresome dreams. 2 days after returning home from the retreat, life got messy. It started with a grease fire in the kitchen. The smoke, soot, and extinguisher dust scattered to every corner of the house. The cleanup took 3 weeks. "My dreams went up in smoke," I whimpered. I didn't even know where those pages were anymore. Jesus, the epitome of truth, seemed to whisper something profound to my spirit. No, they didn't. They're in the garage. I'd hastily thrown office items into bins and hauled them to the garage when the fire remediation crew cleaned and painted the office. My dreams didn't go up in smoke. They were temporarily relocated to the garage. Misplace a dream? Is it truly gone or temporarily relocated? Spend some time today asking Jesus to revive the dream He planted in your heart. Cynthia Rukti. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. Hebrews 10:35.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.